keep working towards the progress that we've made the last few weeks and make sure that we get in a position to where we have something to build on during the offseason.
Regardless, would you say there's already enough to build on, regardless of how these last two games go?
Well, then that would mean that I'm being satisfied, and I'm definitely not satisfied. I mean, I think for us, we have to finish strong these last two games. We want to get to 8-8 on the season, and, you know, for us, that'll be something that we can build on during the offseason and hopefully, you know, be a team that makes a playoff push next year.
How are you doing health-wise?
I'm pretty good. I mean, we'll practice today, and we'll see how it goes, and, you know, I'm just gonna keep working like I always do.
Some interior of the D-line, how does that help some of the other guys open up some opportunities for other people?
Well, I think for us, it's really one of those deals where if we can get pushed in the middle, it helps us on the ends, allowing us to get to the quarterback, doesn't allow the quarterback to have that room to step up and things like that. Vice versa, you know, when the ends get good push on the outside, you know, that allows us on the inside to make plays when the quarterback steps up. So I think for me, it's just about going out there and doing whatever I can do to help the team win.
Kevin, a couple of years ago, would switch, or maybe it was even last season, he'd switch from kind of the three-tech doing some nose work, too, even though that wasn't necessarily his natural position. Did you learn anything from him, just being able to switch around and be flexible?
Well, I mean, a little bit, but you got to remember, I did this my first 4 years of my career, so right. It was something that I grew up on, something Ev has done, and he grew up on. So, you know, it's really, in the NFL, it's about the more you can do, really. And, you know, for us, it's about being able to flip-flop positions and being able to do different things, you know, on the inside, creates mismatches and things like that. And even if you don't win, you know, if you can create a presence there where you can get a push into the quarterback's face or something like that, it helps the guys around you. And so, really, I mean, that's what we've emphasized all year this year, is all four guys being able to rush together. So when I move inside, I mean, it's got to be that same mentality where I got to know what the guys on the outside are doing, what the guy next to me is doing. And if we can play off of each other, it helps us all be successful.
Any resistance to moving inside? I mean, you're an outside guy, right?
I mean, you know, would I rather be on the outside? Yes, absolutely. But at the end of the day, sometimes there are times where me moving inside helps the team be successful, especially on our defensive front. And so if that's something I have to do in order to, you know, help us get more sacks or, you know, pressure the quarterback and allow him to, you know, make some mistakes with the ball, then that's what we have to do.
Who are the Pro Bowlers in this locker room?
What's that?
Who are the Pro Bowlers in this locker room?
Well, I mean, I think we've had a bunch of guys that have played well this year, but two guys that definitely stand out to me are Everson Griffin and Harrison Smith. I think those two guys have had a tremendous year. Especially Everson, I think you know, if they don't make the Pro Bowl, I think, you know, it's a shame.
Did you see that coming last year when Everson was only in part-time work, that he had that in him?
Well, I mean, we all knew he was an athlete. We all knew the things that he could do on the field. You know, when you get in a starting role, it's a whole different playing field. So for him to be able to come out this year having the pressures of a big contract, you know, it's very good to see the way he's played this year and the way he's come through. And you know, now he's become one of the leaders on the defense for sure. So you've just seen him grow through the years and just become a, you know, really all around good player for us.
Now, you went through the exact same thing, mm-hmm. when they signed you and let Ray go. How did you handle that? Did you put a lot of pressure on yourself going, okay, they're paying me to stay and didn't pay him?
Well, I didn't treat it any different. If anything, you know, getting a new contract and getting the starting role made me hungrier to be able to go out and perform on the field. So I think Ev has that same attitude where, you know, just because he got a big contract doesn't mean, you know, he's going to go shut it down or anything like that. It makes you hungry and it makes you want to go out there and really earn the money and show the people that you deserve it.